The Brexit drama moves from Brussels to Brussels from Westminster today. The UK Prime Minister Theresa May has travelled there where the Council of 27 leaders is meeting. Mrs May's meetings have already begun with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar as she seeks to persuade Europe to give her changes to the backstop, which of course is so vital to Irish interests and so repugnant to Brexiteers. Here's what was said in the Dáil this lunchtime at Leaders' Questions when Fianna Fáil's Dara Cailleary raised concerns over the government's preparedness for a no-deal Brexit.
As of today, March 29th, 2019, is a hard deal cliff-edge deadline. But even in the UK, and even amidst the chaos of politics there, they have actually produced detailed plans to address the prospect of a hard Brexit. They have more than 100 plans which are constantly being refined and updated. The EU Commission has 70 plans published and updated. The Irish Government has nothing. Not one. Zero.
Nobody is talking about, and nobody is being asked to, by the British Prime Minister, to change the wording of the withdrawal agreement. What is being looked at now seriously is how a political declaration can be put together that is real, that provides reassurance for many in Westminster who need it, that the backstop represents no threat to them, no threat to the United Kingdom, and instead actually is about providing reassurance on the island of Ireland, consistent with the obligations of both the British and Irish governments in the context of protecting the Good Friday Agreement.
And here's Mrs May speaking as she arrived at the European Council summit in Brussels just a short while ago.
What I'll be talking to European leaders about here today is about what I think is we need to get this deal over the line. I've already met Leo Varadkar. I'm going to be addressing the European Council later. And I will be showing the legal and political assurances that I believe we need to assuage the concerns that members of Parliament have on this issue. Now, I know the EU27 will also be discussing no-deal planning, and indeed the government in the UK is discussing no-deal planning. But I think, as I've always said, that the best arrangement for everybody, for both the UK and the EU, is for us to agree a deal and get this deal over the line.
Theresa May in Brussels this lunchtime, and on the line Peter Foster, the Europe editor with the Daily Telegraph. That phrase, Peter Foster, legal and political reassurances, have we any idea what specifically Theresa May is looking for?
Yes, well, it's interesting, isn't it? She used the phrase legal and political, whereas your previous clip from the Dáil talked about political assurances, and I think that's the first clue to where the division is going to be in Europe. What the Brits want is not just warm political words, which, to be frank, the EU have already given them, that the backstop is temporary, that they won't look to remain in it indefinitely, they will look to expeditiously wind up the backstop should we ever fall into it. All of that is essentially repeating what the EU have already said. What the Brits want is what they call an interpretive legal document, not unlike the one that was actually given to the Wallonian government to reassure them about CETA, that would have a legal force. And I think that's where the EU get very nervous. They don't want a deal, and certainly the Irish government doesn't want a deal, that would create a separate legal text that would in any way muddy the waters around the existing agreement.
And is it the case that she seeks something short-term by way of clarification, with possibly the more detailed legal text being provided by January?
So I think that is right. There's a sort of two-step process going on here, where she gets some warm words that I mentioned above to settle everyone down over Christmas, and then she gets a commitment to create this legal document in January, because she actually doesn't want to have the vote now. She wants to have the vote nearer to the deadline in the hope that that concentrates minds in Westminster. I don't think anyone should assume that that is what will be the outcome of this summit. I think there is still a reasonable possibility that leaders will just say, no, this is opening a Pandora's box. You know, we don't even know, frankly, whether Mrs May is going to survive beyond Christmas. How long did Margaret Thatcher last after she'd lost her, she'd only narrowly won her confidence motion? So I think the EU might find itself quite nervous about setting up a rival legal text that will, cause complications down the line as we start to, if we ever get into this withdrawal agreement, start to moderate it with its arbitration panels, etc.
The other difficulty for Mrs. May is she won that confidence motion, but she's weakened, isn't she, by the fact that we know there are 117 Tory MPs against her. We know that that means, because of the other parties being opposed, she is very far short of any Commons majority for her deal.
That's right. And so when you look at that, when you add the DUP in there, some EU leaders may consider that, you know, frankly, why are they tying themselves in knots when she's not going to be able to get this deal over the line? Would they be better to stick to their guns and say the deal's the deal, the deal, knowing that Mrs. May will then be forced to either have a second referendum that might cancel mm-hmm. Brexit, or go into a sort of single market customs arrangement that would obviate the need for a backstop in the first place? I don't think that that is an impossible conclusion that the leaders will reach. You always have to be careful that the EU ambassadors, the officials, met on Wednesday and they came out with some quite hard language about what they'd be prepared to do. One never knows with the leaders. They're politicians. They will feel Mrs. May's pain, but equally they will also sense when the game is up, you know, and I think that will be a factor in their deliberations.
And here's the other question that we have to ask about all the pieces on this chessboard. Mrs. May's deal may not be capable of winning, but no other option can go on the table at Westminster until her option has been voted down, and she's trying to stall this until January.
That's right, and I think that also worries the EU, that time is running out, that when you do that, when you push it into the end zone, you run down the clock. You know, you do concentrate minds, but you also raise the risk of an accidental no deal where just time runs out, where Parliament remains in deadlock. You know, I think the Brits feel that, you know, that is unlikely. There will be consensus in the House to avoid a no deal. But absolutely, there are people here who now estimate the chances of a no deal at 50%. And you heard in those clips that everyone is planning for a no deal, and that would be a really bad environment for Ireland to end up in. You know, if you look at the regime for hauliers permits for trucks, only 5% of current traffic would be covered by that regime. You know, there are 13,000 Irish truck drivers who need to go over to the UK through a land bridge. How is that going to be worked out? Everyone is pondering these questions and looking at Mrs. May and wondering whether, you know, has she got this or not.
Peter Foster, thank you very much indeed, as ever, for speaking to us in the News at One. That's Peter Foster, the Europe editor of the Daily Telegraph.